It is almost time for Project Connect, annual event to help provide essential services for free to local residents at risk of homelessness. It's held every year by the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. This year's event is coming up in a couple of weeks, Tuesday, March 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center. Joining us now from the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is Jamie Rowe. Thanks for joining us today.
Nice to be here.
So tell us about Project Connect.
So Project Connect is a national best practice model for linking people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness with essential services. So in Chapel Hill and Orange County, and also our surrounding counties, Wake and Durham, we've been holding our own respective Project Connect, they call theirs Project Homeless Connect, events annually. So this is our ninth annual Project Connect.
How big of an event is this every year?
Well, we usually, in the last several years, we've served over 200, between 225 and 250 guests,
wow,
all of whom are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And we also have about a total of about 50 agencies and 100 staff from the service provider agencies come from a broad range of services. And then we also usually have about over 100 volunteers.
Wow. And I know we've talked about this before. The services, there's such a wide variety. We always think about connecting people with employers and job training and getting people connected with housing officials. But there's so much more beyond that that people wouldn't even necessarily think of.
Right, exactly. And it's, you know, this event, it's really about making an impact. So not just showing up and providing people with brochures and information, but really trying to provide as many services as we can there on site, or as many referrals, or as many much information as we can give them by professionals about mental health care and substance abuse treatment and the legal services folks, like NC Legal Aid and the UNC School of Law. They actually provide legal services on site on civil matters. This year we're changing the format a little bit to try to be even more impactful. We've divided it's at the Hargraves Community Center, and they have a big gym. And we've divided all the services up into zones.
Okay.
So five main zones, which are, one is health and wellness, which this is new this year. We're doing a more in-depth health and wellness assessment by professionals at that zone, instead of by lay people trying to assess what their mental health care and health care needs might be. We're having professionals do it on a much more focused basis. And then the health and wellness combines not just medical and dental services. This year, it's also encompassing mental health care and substance abuse recovery services, because it can, you know, often it's difficult to really encourage people to take advantage of the mental health and substance abuse recovery services. So we want to make sure that they're being assessed carefully, that by professionals who know how to broach those questions. And so there's a wide range of health and wellness services being provided, from mammogram appointments, blood pressure screenings and referrals, smoking cessation, nutrition, height and weight, blood sugar testing, diabetes self-management, medical and medication consultations. This year is the first year we're having dermatology screenings and referrals, which is kind of exciting. We've always had foot care, which involves washing feet and nail trimming and some other minor care. We've also had HIV testing every year, so we're continuing to have that along with counseling and referrals. We have a primary care provider referral. The UNC Carolina Health Net refers to Piedmont Health Services to be the primary medical home. We have vision services, including prescriptions for prescription glasses, that's provided by the Hillsboro Walmart, dental screenings and some treatment, and then the mental health, substance abuse, and developmental disability information. So that's just in the health and wellness zone. Then we also have housing zone, employment and education zone, legal services, and social services.
Speaking with Jamie Arroyo, we're talking about Project Connect, which is coming up Tuesday, March 29th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center. And I know you talked, I think we talked about this last year, that you're really changing the format to not just make the connection on the one day, but to keep that connection going and help people continuously well beyond this this one event at the end of the month. So how has that gone in the last year?
Well, you know, the event itself is one day that's a one-stop shop or one-stop service center. And it actually is kind of a physical representation of what the Orange County Continuum of Care, also known as the Partnership to End Homelessness, achieves on an ongoing basis. And that's really about, you know, when you say continuum of care, that means that you want all of the service providers and housing providers to collaborate and coordinate their services and to break down the silos, to work together, to network together. And even, you know, with the, we have a care coordination team called our 100,000 Homes Task Force that meets monthly and tries to find housing and service solutions for people who are chronically and vulnerably homeless, some of whom who've been homeless for, you know, years or decades. So, you know, it's really, it's about, you know, for the guests, it's really about being able to go to one place on one day and get all these services. And really, it's sort of for the service providers, it really eliminates a lot of the red tape. So they're able to provide more services more directly with people. You know, the person shows up the booth and they're like, here, let me give you a mammogram appointment. So, you know, but so it's really about that that networking and being able to have a greater impact together and then on one day.
And you mentioned this is for people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. What does it mean to be at risk of homelessness?
So at risk of homelessness, you know, I mean, the term is so broad, it's almost hard to describe, but when you start to learn about the stories of all the people who aren't officially technically homeless, because and that is defined as either sleeping in a shelter or a place not meant for human habitation, but there's a far greater, you know, in any day in Orange County, there's maybe 125 people who are literally homeless. But you can multiply that by many times to find people who are couch surfing, who are unstably housed, who are underemployed and, you know, having trouble paying their bills, who are in so many different circumstances, fleeing domestic violence. You know, there's just so many causes and such a depth of circumstance for so many people, most of whom are invisible and we don't see and we don't really think about, and it's hard to empathize with them, but who are at risk of homelessness. And, you know, just given someone with a criminal history or bad credit history, good luck finding a place to live or finding a job.
Speaking again with Jamie Arroyo, Project Connect coming up Tuesday, March 29th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The ninth annual, you said it was?
That's right.
And how have you been with it since the beginning? I can't remember.
I have.
Yeah. So what is your, I don't know if favorite is the right word, but if you think about a success story that came out of Project Connect, what comes to mind?
Well, you know, and I'm sort of involved at the kind of macro level, not the client level. So, you know, for me, it's like I don't see that such, but I hear anecdotally from both the guests and from the service providers how much they love this event because it really, it brings people together. It makes connections. It, you know, it really feels like the whole is greater than the sum of the parts when you take, you know, all, everybody, the guests, the service providers, and the volunteers. And it's just a real busy hive of activity and impact that day. So I can't really say I have a favorite. This is actually going to be my last year because I've stepped down from the position and we have a new coordinator coming in. So, you know, this is, it's exciting to me to do it one more time.
It's got to be a little bit bittersweet too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know it's a great event for everyone who's involved with it, including the volunteers, of which there are dozens and dozens who make it happen every single year. And I know that the Partnership to End Homelessness is getting out the call for volunteers right now. So if anyone is interested in being involved in this event, what do they go? Where do they go? What do they do? And what do you need in order to make this happen?
So we've got an online sign-up form that everybody's welcome to visit. You can either find it on the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness Facebook page. So that's Orange County PEH on our Facebook page. You can also go to the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness web page on Orange County Government's website. And so there's a link to our volunteer sign up. And we need, it's a real broad range of roles that volunteers play, and we still need everything, a little bit of everything, or most everything. The positions range from greeting all of the guests and volunteers to being parking attendants. There's volunteer check-in, intake, food preparation and serving. We need some professional photographers. Every year we've had a wonderful photographer, Laura Schmania, who, if you go to our Facebook page, there's a link to a slideshow of her brilliant photographs from 2014. But she's unavailable this year because we changed the time of year of the event from the fall to the spring. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for some really great photographers to help us make a similarly wonderful slideshow. There's also voter registration, and there's setup the night before, cleanup after, and hair salon assistance. Speaking of the hair salon, that's one of the kind of, you know, the things we provide that may not change a life, but sure makes somebody feel good on that day. And so we have free haircuts. We usually have four or five chairs with wonderful hair cutting professionals who volunteer their time to do this, get no pay. And this year, for the first time, we're also having some chair massages.
Awesome.
And we provide a great lunch and some, you know, breakfast. And so it's just a really full day.
And this really is one of the great events of the year. So anyone who's interested in volunteering, making a difference in their community, this is a really great opportunity to do it. It's Project Connect. It's Tuesday, March 29th, Hargraves Community Center, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hundreds of people benefit from this every single year. And Jamie Roy has been at the center of it for 9 years. Thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.